الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, as we all know that this is the month of Safar, it is the month which comes after Muharram. It is a month in which the Arabs would leave their home to go and engage in business and trade or in battle. Because before that, the 4 months which were called Ashhurul Hurum, they would not engage in any sort of battle, and also they would engage less in other activities due to the sanctity of these months. So soon as Safar will come, they would leave their homes and engage in business activities, or if they had to, they will engage in war and battles. So the reason why this month was called Safar is because their houses were empty. They would leave their houses. You know, Safar, Safira Yasfaru means to be empty. That's why you say Sifar, zero. Zero means nothing. So Safar means that the houses were empty. This is the time when they would leave the houses and everybody would be empty of people. Everybody gone out in either in tijara or in business, or going out to wage war with their enemies. So this month is called Safar because of that. Because the houses were all empty. Yes? So this month people would go out and do what they had to do. Now, in the time of Jahiliyyah, they would think that this month is manhus, is a bad omen. It is something which is, it has, this month brings about a lot of calamities. And by the way, there's some talk going on where people thinking that the Qiyamah is going to take place today, as I was told by somebody. You know, so it coincides with Safar. So they're thinking that the world is going to come to an end. So we all know that's false, because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when Qiyamah will take place. And before Qiyamah will take place, there will be many signs that will appear. So once these signs come, after that Qiyamah will take place, not before that. So all these signs have not appeared. And the biggest sign where everybody will realize is when the sun will rise from the west. As we all know that the situation is like that, the sun rises from the east and sets in the west. But this whole system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change. And every person in the whole universe, the whole world will realize that something else has happened today. That the sun is not rising from the east, it's rising back again from the place where it just set. Just a while ago it set in the west, it's rising again from there. When a person will see that, not every person, every person will see that. The Dajjal, some may see, some may not see. But that is not going to be hidden from anybody. That is why I said that when that sign appears, then nobody's tawbah will be accepted. That is the last point where anybody's tawbah will be accepted. Because that is the biggest sign. Everybody will see that. So Qiyamah is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this knowledge himself. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept that knowledge to himself, and even Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't even know. When Hazrat Jibreel, in Hadith of Jibreel, when he asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mata sa'ah? When is Qiyamah? When is the last day? When is the final time going to happen? What was his reply? Mal mas'ulu a'lamu min as-sa'il. Then the person who's being questioned doesn't know more than the person who's asking the question. So nobody knows. So even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't know. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when Qiyamah will take place. So all this wishy-washy and all this hearsays and everything is a lot of rubbish and something which we take no heed of. You can't calculate, oh, this calculation according to this 36,000 years, now it's coming again. This is all rubbish. Why is it all rubbish? It's because we as Muslims know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is correct. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only this knowledge is to himself, then no man can calculate. Because if he could calculate and work out, that means he can reach that knowledge. Then that means Allah ta'ala never kept it to himself. So that can't be right. So no man can calculate, no man can even think when it's going to happen. Yes, it is fixed. It is predestined. It is going to happen at a point in time. It is not going to happen haphazardly once Allah is going to wake up. Okay, Qiyamah. No, Allah doesn't do that. He has taqdeer. He has fixed everything. How many people are going to come to this world? How many people are going to die? How much this person is going to eat? When Qiyamah is going to take place? How many people are going to enter into Jannah? How many people are going to enter into Jahannam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed everything. And everything is within his plans. So nothing happens just like that. It doesn't just happen like that. It's all happening according to the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We like it or we lump it. It is his wish and this is how he will want his universe to run. So Qiyamah cannot be calculated. It cannot be worked out. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given signs. When Hazrat Jibreel asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the signs? And he gave so many signs. That one of the signs is that you will see that the people who were recently shepherds, they'll be making big, big buildings. Huh? يتطاولون البنيان. And they were saying, my building is bigger than yours. He was saying, his building is bigger than his. And before they were shepherds. You look in the Middle East. One building is bigger than the other. This sheikh is making a bigger building than the other sheikh. And this is what's happening. My building is bigger than his, and his building is bigger than his. And spending all their money there. You look into the history of what they were. You find a lot of them were shepherds, roaming goats. This wealth Allah Ta'ala given them. So my dear respected brothers and elders, so in the time of Jahiliyyah, people would think that Safar was a bad month. It was a month in which calamities would fall upon people. This is why again the name Safarul Muzaffar. Safarul Muzaffar. Muzaffar means? It means to be kamyab, to be successful. It is a good month, a month in which everyone will be happy. So it was changed to eliminate that understanding, that belief that people had about Safar. That's why it was given, attached another name, Safarul Muzaffar. In some quarters it is called Safarul Khair. So my dear respected brothers and elders, this month is not a month in which one should take bad omen or bad feeling from it. No. It does nothing like that. Time does not give anything bad or good to anybody. This is why Prophet ﷺ said in Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, Yusubbuni ibn Adam, that son of Adam, he swears at me. فَإِنَّهُ يَسُبُّ الدَّهَرُ وَأَنَا الدَّهَرُ. Because they swear at time. Oh, because of this. No. Believing that this month has an effect upon somebody's destiny, upon somebody's life, is totally wrong, and it is something which one should not have any sort of belief in. And if it does, it is like blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. أُقَلِّبُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّحَارِ. It is me who's created this time by creating day and night. That is time. And it is I who have done this. So time doesn't do anything to anybody. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا سفر. That contagiousness is not the cause of spreading disease. ولا عدوى, meaning some diseases appear to spread the disease when you come into contact with them. But in reality, it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who created those means. One Bedouin said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there's no contagious, yet we see when a good camel, which has no any sort of illness, doesn't have any sort of illness, when it mixes with those camels which has an illness and creates this scratching, if this camel also becomes infected with this disease. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَنْ أَعْدَ الْأَوَّلِ. Then who made the first one inflicted with that disease? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted that disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Prophet wanted to eradicate, complete. Yes, he is the one who created the means. It's not that means that's doing everything. It's Allah after all is doing that. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam proved that it is Allah when he was thrown into the fire. The quality of the fire is what? To burn. But he proved no. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives the ability for the fire to burn. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take away the ability, he can. So he proved it. That Ibrahim, when he was in the fire, didn't burn him. It burnt the actual rope that was he was tied with. But he didn't get burnt. He said, that was the best time of my life when I was thrown into the fire of hell. Into the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of this.